Hello, everyone. It's Coy Wire. Welcome to a new look Thursday, or as I like to say, happy Friday Eve. We are almost to the end of the week, so let's lock in and finish this week strong. The best 10 minutes of news starts right now. We begin our journey today by traveling to the Sudan, Africa, where a conflict is currently taking place between two groups. One is the Sudanese Armed Forces. The other is the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, which is a paramilitary group. Not long ago, the commanders of these two factions were partners. In 2019, they worked together to overthrow Sudan's dictator, Omar al-Bashir, who ruled the country for three decades. Afterwards, the two groups worked together to share power until now. The conflicts between the two groups erupted this month after failed negotiations over integrating the groups and the distribution of power between the generals. Now, the RSF is attempting to capture the army headquarters, leading to intense clashes and significant loss of life. Many hospitals are also not open, despite the urgent requirement for medical aid. Since the fighting started, nearly 300 people have been killed, more than 3,000 injured. Despite calls for a truce during continuous fighting for 5 days, the violence has not stopped. Several countries are attempting to evacuate their citizens, but closed airports have hindered those efforts, resulting in very little success. More now from CNN international correspondent Larry Madowo.
Two generals at war. Since Saturday, the forces of General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, known as the Rapid Support Forces Paramilitary Group, or RSF, have been locked in battle with the Sudanese army led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan. The fighting comes as Sudan tries to finalize a deal to return to civilian rule after two military coups in recent years, which temporarily united the army and the RSF. In a phone interview, Dagalo, who is better known as Hemeti, told me ruling Sudan isn't his endgame.
What do you personally want from this situation, General Hamdan? Do you want to lead the army? Do you want to be the chief?
I don't want to be the leader of the army. There's a framework agreement between all the Sudanese stakeholders that should be adhered to. I don't want to lead anything. These are all propaganda they are making.
As part of the agreement, the RSF, some 100,000 strong, would merge with the army. But differences over how long that would take and who would end up with more power aggravated tensions between the two factions, which have since erupted into open warfare. Residential areas across Sudan have become battlefields, with anti-aircraft weapons in the streets and warplanes hovering overhead.
Those are letters in the white.
I thought so too.
Oh my god.
Marvin!
It's a Marvin!
Oh my god.
That is fantastic. That is great.
That
mystery
sucks.
Solved.
When you find a ship that hasn't been seen in about 109 years, that's quite exciting. It helps us put the story together for history.
Boy, these ships must have been magnificent with the paint was new on them.
Well, look what we have here. The Stanley Cup. It's the championship trophy awarded each year to the winner of the National Hockey League. The trophy itself is the oldest trophy still competed for in North America. And unlike other major sports that make a new trophy each year, this one is one of a kind. And players on the winning team, they get their names engraved on the trophy. But just like your English papers, there are a few mistakes. Over the years, several players and teams have been spelled incorrectly on the cup. Oops. But some fans say this actually adds to the authenticity of the trophy. Try using that excuse in English class. Now that's random. Now come along with me and meet one of our CNN heroes, Dr. Quan Stewart, a veterinarian who founded a nonprofit called Project Street Vet. It helps to provide medical care to the pets of people experiencing homelessness. As part of his mission, Dr. Stewart has provided free treatment to thousands of pets living in the streets. We'll hear what inspired him to grow his mission and about his personal journey to become a vet.
I've seen people give up their last meal for their pet and
people who have $3 for their name, and after I'm done with the treatment, they will try and give me that $3.
This is your partner, obviously, huh?
He's my best friend.
I can treat about 80% of the cases I see out of a really small bag.
Oh, you do vaccines too?
I do vaccines.
She needed them. Oh, that's really cool.
It's antibiotics, it's anti-inflammatories, flea and tick, heartworm prevention. It's all there.
Let me take a listen here.
It doesn't matter what your situation is or what your background or past is. I see a pet in need, and I see a person who cares for them dearly, who just needs some help.
I'm going to go right here.
Okay. It's at no cost to them. It's free.
That's it, buddy. You're a good boy.
I've been carrying this dream since I was 7, and it was that movie, The Black Stallion, that did it for me. Seeing that majestic black horse and the relationship with the boy. And I remember walking out holding my mom's hand, and I said, when I grow up, I want to be an animal doctor. The moment I graduated vet school and got my first job, it was great. Finally climbed the mountain, seeing animals every day, learning new things. I was chief medical officer of a regional national chain, but then I went into shelter medicine. I moved from Southern California up to Northern California to take that job. And a lot of people are just trying to survive. That was the cold water in the face wake-up call.
You guys are so cute.
It was during the recession, so I'm seeing hordes of unwanted pets dropped off, people who don't have the money to feed them or care for them medically. I started getting, you know, a little despondent and depressed. One day in particular, I just thought about leaving the veterinary profession altogether. On this day, I stopped in at 7-Eleven. As I was walking out with my coffee, I looked to my left and I saw an unhoused gentleman with his dog. I'd seen this guy before, regrettably, just walked by him. And on this day, I just broke pattern because I noticed his dog, and this dog looked like a burn victim, looked like a flea problem. Fleas can just destroy the skin. I said, I'll be back tomorrow with something that I think will help. I returned his promise. It was $3 out of my pocket, 5 more minutes of my time, and the dog was just transformed. That was the moment. That's when I said to myself, I'm going to do more of this. I'm going to get back to saving animals on my terms. And I'm going to do it for passion, not for pay. It was a feeling I'd never had before. I'm building a network of trusted volunteers, technicians, but hospitals and clinics we can go to, we can call on.
Everything looks okay.
It's spreading across the country, and I have teams popping up in Orlando and Atlanta, D.C.
She's beautiful.
She is. Awesome.
Yay. You know, that's the dream now. Street vet team in every major urban center in the country.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is BMX athlete Chris Kyle, who had a sky-high dream of creating a skate park 2,000 feet in the air by hanging it from one of the world's largest hot air balloons. Here's Chris.
I remember just daydreaming, looking out at the sky, and I was like, oh my god, I imagine just floating a skate park in the sky. And then I put it down in my notes on my phone, got home, sketched up some stick men, and sent it to my Red Bull manager. Yeah, so the whole thing took around 3 years to from start to finish. It was long, and to be honest, I thought it'd be easy. I thought it was just going to be literally tying the bolt to the hot air balloon and just floating up and it'd be easy, but I quickly realized that it was a lot harder than what I could ever expected.
Now the project took 3 years to master from start to finish, but he pulled it off and he was able to pull off stunts like this on a bike way high up in the sky. Chris's training for this was intense, but the biggest challenge, he says, was conquering his own fear. Imagine how discombobulated you'd probably feel doing all those twists and turns while your stomach is probably twisting and turning all in its own right. This 10 out of 10 is a great reminder whenever you're chasing a goal and feeling a psychological barrier. Just keep pedaling, even if you're wheelie scared. We had some great Your Word Wednesday submissions yesterday. Thanks to today's winner, at Bax Burgundy from Auburn, New York, for discombobulated. Did you hear it in the show? It's an adjective meaning confused. Well done. Our special shout out today is going to Vernon, New Jersey, Vernon Township High School. Go Vikings! Horns up and horns forward. Remember, happiness isn't some ideal we have to chase or find or create. Happiness is right here, right now, whenever we choose to embrace it. Much love, many blessings. I'm Coy Wire. We are CNN 10.